Pence's continuous trip to Georgia just a day before Georgia and the United States and some other countries started massive war games. Georgia desperately wants to become a NATO member since 2005 when it formally applied, but NATO is still dragging its feet. These exercises, says Pavel Bayev, a military expert with the Peace Research Institute Oslo, are designed to scare off Russia.
In principle, the exercises in Georgia are certainly no threat to Russian security interests. Georgia is not really in the position in any way to threaten Russia or even to try again to reclaim its lost provinces. I think the significance of the exercise is rather in reminding Russia that Georgia is not really a low-hanging fruit in security terms, that Russia would contemplate where it might score another victory, which might be necessary for Putin this autumn because of his election campaign. He might need another score. And Georgia is the most attractive proposition when you're looking from Moscow.
Why doesn't NATO want Georgia to become a full member? Wouldn't that make things easier? Well, Georgia and Russia were at war in 2008, and then two parts of Georgia, South Ossetia and Abkhazia, declared themselves independent. And tensions remain on that as Russia recognized these regions as independent. And NATO does not want to get involved with a country that cannot guarantee its own security and that, moreover, can get involved with another war with Russia. Now, after Georgia, Pence goes on to Montenegro. What does that tell Moscow? Well, Montenegro did become a NATO member just 2 months ago on June the 5th. Zlato Vujočić, a political scientist with the University of Montenegro, told me that NATO membership did have a calming effect on the internal politics of the country.
Political actors are less aggressive. I'm talking about the one part of opposition which is pro-Russian oriented. So actually now it's pretty quiet, but we should wait a little bit because I don't think that Russia will withdraw their activities in order to destabilize political situation in Montenegro. But it's now more difficult than it was before. And the visit of Vice President Pence is actually sending the message also to Russia that actually Montenegro is now part of the partnership and the partners will help Montenegro if necessary. So this is a very clear message.
But Moscow cannot be happy, and after all these tit-for-tat measures, the sanctions, the expulsions, US-Russian relations seem to be pretty low. What does that mean for Europe as a whole? Europe is caught in the middle. Earlier on, Brussels already said it was not happy with the sanctions that were voted by US Congress a couple of days ago, and one of the countries that would be most affected is probably Germany, that has massive gas deals with Russia. Bert Hütermann, the Secretary General of the European Movement Germany, confirms that there's quite some opposition against the latest US moves within Germany.
Very skeptical of what is going on with the way the US is dealing with this, because this is the first time that they do it themselves, sanctions against Russia, so not in a close relationship with the European way. So that is making a lot of headaches. But of course, all the energy policy of Germany is very much related to the Russian case. We have to say that Europe has a clear standpoint on Russia when it comes to sanctions, but if America goes beyond this, that is harming, of course, European, especially the German trade with Russia.
We now have to wait and see if US President Donald Trump is indeed going to sign the sanctions into law, or if he wants to water them down somehow, if that's within his capacity. But in the end, it seems that US Congress successfully managed to counter what was perceived as Trump's soft stance on Russia. The question now is how the diplomats are going to find a way out of this increasingly grim situation.